Today we pray for Highland. Highland is nestled underneath the San Bernardino Mountains. It is located in the above and west of the state Route 210. Majority of the inhabitants live east of the freeway. The neighboring cities are Musqueam, San Bernardino, and Colton to the west, Loma Linda and Redlands to the south, San Manuel Indian Reservation to the north. It has about 55,000 people. The median age is 31. The median household income is 64,000. The median property value, 330,000. There are 54% Hispanic, 26% white, 8% African American, 7% Asian. 89% of the residents are U.S. citizens. There are approximately 1,500 veterans. 12 of them served in World War II, 700 plus in Vietnam, over 600 in the Gulf Wars, and over 100 in the Korean. The employment increased by 8%, and 67% own their homes, with an average commute time of 26 minutes. The city started with some settlers named Cramville, or Mr. Cram, that named his area that he purchased Cramville, and the other gentleman, Rabble, which he created a place called Rabble Springs because of a pond filled with water from artesian and thermal wells. With that in mind, he created a 11-room hotel where people could come and bathe in the springs. It became a popular recreation spot with the founding of Harlem Springs in 1887. The first county road was developed in 1860 to carry supplies to the gold mines in Bear Valley. The post office was established in 1887 and was in the one and only grocery store. Earlier than that, there it was inhabited by Native Indians until the arrival of the Spaniards in 1772. A band of Indians lived near the base of the foothills as early as 1870 under the leadership of Captain Manuel Santos. The springs that Rabble and Harlem had found had been a favorite spot of the early Indians and were actually in a portion of the land north of the Santa Ana River, now known as Agua Caliente, which includes what is now Arrowhead Hot Springs. In 1885, the last of the Serrano Indians were moved by the government to the San Manuel Indian Reservation. There used to be more Indians than white in the valley, but sadly, a smallpox epidemic in 1862 wiped most of them out. The reservation Indians were very popular and helped out with the manual labor in the area, but today they are now successful with their bingo and casino operations. In 1906, the Highland Chamber of Commerce began, and it began to work at organizing development in the entire Highland area, helping it become incorporated. They looked to people in all areas because of their grove and citrus issues that they were facing, and they got industries and citizens involved and have remained active to this day. So Father God, we pray for Highland. We pray for their environmental issues. We pray for the city council to be ethical and have high standards and come up with creative ways to deal with the smog, the earthquakes, the moderate drought condition, and the hazards that they have to deal with in their area. We pray for the businesses that you would bless those that are upright in doing the right things in healthcare and social assistance, retail, and education. And we pray, Father, that you would bring more businesses that would help their poverty rate at 20% decrease. One out of every five residents are in poverty. So, Father, we pray that the government and the churches and parachurches and believers will find, and businesses will find ways to help those in poverty get out of it and learn and find ways to be able to pay their bills and make ends meet. We also pray, Father, for the school district, the Redlands Unified and the San Bernardino City Unified School District that oversee the schools in this area. We pray you would bless them, give them wisdom, help them not to push woke CRT and LGBTQ curriculum, but instead to train the children and the K through 12 on how to be healthy citizens, to learn how to read, write, and do math, and be able to get into some good jobs in the future. We pray for the Christian schools to be blessed. There aren't very many. We pray that more would erupt and would arise in this area, that most of them are outside of the city that they have access to. So we pray for more Christian schools to pop up. We pray especially for the crime that's at D minus overall, and the violent at F, the property at D minus and other at F. This means that a crime occurs every hour and 40 minutes. The major issues are drug crimes at 21%. This is very high for our county. 18% theft, very high. 10% vandalism and 8% burglary. So God, we pray for ways to reach these criminals and to stop the reasons for them taking drugs. We pray for churches to have recovery groups where people can experience the transformation from the gospel and find ways to overcome their addictions, like a butterfly going from being a caterpillar to this gorgeous butterfly. So we pray for the people who have COVID, that they would recover. We pray for intercessors to rise up and pray for the people in the city until there is a manifested change in crime and poverty. We pray, God, that more prayer groups would occur in the churches with good attendance and see many answers to prayer. We pray for you to sweep through this city and see like a broom and go through it and clean it up, and bring to light those and expose those who are living in darkness and those who need you. And we pray for boldness on people to go out there and reach these people. They wouldn't be afraid. We pray for the families and marriage classes would have in the churches to have them teach them how to have healthier relationships your way. We pray for boldness, more labors for the harvest, that there would be testimony shared in the workplace, schools, and when they go to get services. And we pray, God, that we will hear about Highland in the Christian news of the move that you did, in Jesus' name.